I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Certain common medications may cause symptoms of memory problems in older adults. Dr. Amy Hebbard is here to provide the details. Dr. Hebbard is a clinical pharmacy specialist who cares for geriatric patients at the Institute of Psychiatry at MUSC. Dr. Hebbard, tell us about the common classes of medication that may cause symptoms of memory problems, especially in older adults.
So there are several classes that can cause memory problems or confusion in older patients, especially. And those could range from things like anticholinergic medications, which is a family that includes numerous types of medications, including some to treat incontinence, older antihistamine medications, a lot of over-the-counter sleep medications, some types of older antidepressants, for a couple of examples, benzodiazepines, which are medications that are commonly used to treat anxiety, some medications to treat seizures or epilepsy, occasionally some antipsychotic medications, which can be used for a variety of conditions, strong pain medications like opioid pain medications, sometimes corticosteroids, which are strong anti-inflammatory medicines used to treat things like rheumatoid arthritis, and occasionally things like heartburn medicine could also be implicated in memory problems or confusion.
What kinds of current recommendations exist then for when to even use or not use these medicines with older adults?
There are several organizations that have put together recommendations for prescribers to help optimize medications, especially in treating older adults. One more famous or prominent criteria is called the Beers criteria or the Beers guidelines. It's a list of potentially inappropriate medications in older adults and how to carefully assess whether or not that medication may be appropriate in a certain situation, or providing a number of alternatives for the prescriber to consider.
And those alternative medications do not have the same potential as far as memory problems or confusion.
Right. Thankfully, many of the medication classes that I mentioned are things that have been developed several decades ago, but there have been more recent advances that in most situations there are reasonable alternatives that do not pose the same risks.
Do these memory issues crop up as soon as the patient takes this medicine, or in some cases, might they be on one of these medicines for many years and now they have memory problems or confusion?
It can be both. Some medications have more prominent effects, you know, as you're taking them within a short term, where you notice you feel tired or maybe have a brain fog, feeling confused. However, some medications, especially the anticholinergics I mentioned, over long periods of time can have cumulative effects.
And what does this information mean for the older patient who might need various medications? What should they do to be proactive?
This is a wonderful jumping off point for a conversation with your doctor. So I would recommend taking all of your prescription and over-the-counter medications, including supplements, to your doctor and go through the medications, making sure that each thing is really truly for a specific condition, that it's not used to treat side effects of something else, and to really proactively take a look at how the list could be streamlined or where alternatives could be substituted. And please don't stop or change any doses of your medications prior to having these conversations, because some medications can cause ill effects if stopped abruptly.
Dr. Hebbard, thanks for this information about medications and possible memory problems.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.